75-year-old Sister Helen Prejean spent the first half of her life as a nun in education.
I was pious and prayerful and taught religion and English to middle school kids, then awakened to a deeper dimension of actually the gospel of Jesus.
That's when Prejean began working in the prison ministries and became the spiritual advisor for death row inmate Patrick Saunier until his execution at the Louisiana State Penitentiary.
And when I came out of that killing chamber that night, 1984, I remember thinking, we got to find a way to bring people close to this.
Her book, Dead Man Walking, is about her experiences of working with death row inmates. In the 90s, the book was adapted as a film by Tim Robbins, and in 2000, as an opera by San Francisco composer Jake Hagee.
Maybe we should just go.
The story centers on the fictional character Joseph Desrochers, who in the prologue murders two teenagers. Prejean says the first scene is designed to remove any doubt about Desrochers' innocence or guilt.
And he does not take responsibility for what he has done. So this guy's really got to grow on you. Because we have the outrage over a terrible crime that's done, and then we face the moral decision as a society. Now, how are we going to respond?
I think you should know, I don't believe in capital punishment.
Prejean opposes capital punishment, but says she had to learn how to work with those who disagree with her, like the families of the victims.
With that monster who killed my boy,
Jake Hagee is the composer of the opera and says the work isn't designed to say whether the death penalty is right or wrong.
The debate is, we have this fully alive human being who did this terrible thing. So what are we going to do? And Sister Helen has to come to grips with that. She's in her own spiritual crisis in the opera about connection and what she believes and what she's based her life on.
I want to ask the parents' forgiveness for what I did.
During the final scene, Desrochers is strapped to a gurney and speaks his final words.
And I would just like to say that I hope you get some relief from my death.
Sister Helen Prejean says the nature of live opera allows an audience the rare opportunity to get this close to the issues surrounding capital punishment.
That's what the arts do for us. They open us up, and music has a way of bringing us to places we, in our heart, we don't even know we have. And it's done masterfully. I couldn't ask for it to be done better than it's being done.
Prejean has accompanied six men to the execution chamber and says she will continue to minister more. In Des Moines, I'm John Pemble, Iowa Public Radio News.